Hypnagogue Podcast 469. You ready?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
90 minutes of great music with no interruptions from that talkie host who happens to be me. I'm John Shanahan. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to Hypnagogue Podcast 469. We kick this one off kind of up-tempo, getting our groove on a wee bit, and then I just took it all over the place, and halfway through, shifted us from the holding tanks into the library. Like, smooth transition, no turbulence, all goodness. Let's talk about the music. We started off with Claudio Crispo with Dark Sun. That's a single that I received, that I enjoyed, so I shared it with you. And then something I don't do often, I actually gave you two tracks off an album. This is a compilation from Project Records called Soul of the Machine. It's a tribute album to Alan R. Perlman, the guy who invented the ARP synthesizer. It's a big album, 39 tracks broken up into three different volumes, and there are some fantastic names on here and some great music. It's just a lot of fun to listen to, particularly if, like me, you like the stuff that hits you right in the nostalgia button. This album definitely does it. And we kicked off that those two tracks with Cosmic Soup Kitchen with Spicy Pumpkin. I like that name. I just love the funk in that album, in that track, excuse me. And then you may be aware that I don't really go out and hunt up the music that you hear on the Hypnagogue podcast. And this has been true for 16 years now. I am strictly bound by the music that is sent to me. So as much as I would like to at some point, for example, play you a track by Mark Isham, I normally can't because Mark Isham does not send me any music. See how that equation works? Because the podcast, in case you haven't gone to the site and you haven't seen all of it on the side, I do this, and I have been doing it again for a long time, under a Creative Commons non-commercial license. So I don't make anything off it. I can't pay anything. So I really can't just pull tracks for which I might owe royalties or something, because I have made exactly 0 pennies off of this podcast. But if Mark Isham happens to be on a compilation focusing on the ARP synthesizer that was sent to me with that understanding, then you goddamn right I'm going to play some Mark Isham. That track was called Musings in Two Parts. Hey, Mark, welcome to the podcast. After that, it was Samatha with Samatha 2 from the Mara release. Another single then. I don't take a lot of singles, but occasionally one will catch my ear, and I'm like, all right, that's fine. It was from M. Sage. That was Tender of Land, Patrick's version. I love those parentheticals. Do I know who Patrick is? Nope. Does it matter? No, not at all. After that, it was Unknown Divide with Ghost from Existence. And then, okay. I like to think that one of the strengths of the Hypnagogue podcast, and hopefully one of the things that perhaps you enjoy, is the eclectic range of music. When something strikes my fancy, when something hits me, I'm like, that's going in somewhere. That is why we got a little metal at the next track, because I really liked this track, The Warrior's Pilgrimage from Day of Wrath. And I just wanted to stuff that in there, wake you up a little bit, kind of get you in touch with some kind of primal, residual anger? I don't know. It's you. You decide how that one hits you. And then it's from the album with the joyful title, And the World Will Perish in Flames. Not a commentary on our current social atmosphere in the world, but yeah. After that, Meadow Argus with the instrumental version of The Walls Were Supposed to Be Green, But They're Blue. I think we can agree that that is the track title of the episode, and the album title of the episode is clearly And the World Will Perish in Flames. But The Walls Were Supposed to Be Green, But They're Blue, that comes from the album Somewhere Near Medina. And that was when we moved over into the library. Open that section up with Erwillian from Wandering off the Cascadia release. That is a live recording of the ensemble Aerwillian. That's not a big library track. That's just from last year, 2024. After that, it was Sundog with Isles of the Blessed from To Bloom to Wither, a 2017 release. Then it was Eric Bicalis with Humility off of 2019's Mandala. Then going back a ways, East Forest from their 2013 release, Prana, beautiful album. And that track was called Samana. And if you want to talk about going back a ways, didn't technically dig back to 1986, but I did technically dig back to 1986. And I know I've said this before, and I think I will say it again, because I'm recording early in the morning, and this decaf is really working. Giles Reeves' album, One Joe, was one of those albums that, from the moment I listened to it, two things. Number one, found a place in my soul. And second, it really changed my own perception of what electronic music was and could be. There's just something about this album that from start to finish, it's in my top three of all time. I've actually owned this album three different times. I got it back in, again, 86. I know I must have ordered it from Hearts of Space or Backroads or something. Really picked it up, I would say sight unseen, but of course it's, I guess, what, hearing unheard? I hadn't heard it, I just got it. There was something, I don't know, perhaps I read a good review. I don't remember, it was 1986. But it was really when New Age was kind of at its height. But this was, again, it was having its moment to the point where MCA, the record label MCA, was kind of throwing their hat in the ring, and one of the albums that they picked up was One Joe, which turned out not to be great for Giles, because then when New Age kind of disappeared again for a bit, I know it didn't disappear, you know what I'm saying, it suddenly stepped off the popularity table. MCA didn't really give him back his rights, and so the album was kind of locked and lost. And the second time I got it was off of mp3.com when Giles re-released it under the name Joy. When I knew that was that album, I scooped that up in a heartbeat. And then clearly, at some point, I got it again in a digital format. And I can tell you that I probably got it off of iTunes because I had to convert this track from M4A to MP3. I love this album to the point where I just kept getting it. Am I talking too much? That track, was Strength. And now you know just how deeply I am connected to the album One Joe. After that, it was Forrest Fang from the Fata Morgana Dream. That's from 2019. That track was Dream of the Last Fisherman. And we closed out with Jeff Grenke with The River from 2018's Before Sunrise. And now, because I took up so much time giving you a history of the album One Joe, which I really only know very little about, but clearly care enough about to go on for a couple of minutes. I'm just going to say I will be back real soon with more of the best ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. And until that time, you lovely people, I bid you all peace and power.